Port Ward. Port Ward councillors. Councillor Graham Moore. Phone 0400 167 844. Email g.moore, that's g.moore, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor David Young, phone 0427 455 7981. Email d.young, that's d.young, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. On track to a better road. McDonald's track in Lang Lang has been reconstructed to improve conditions for thousands of drivers. The road between Western Port Road and the former railway line has been fully reconstructed to repair large potholes and unstable road surface due to high use by heavy vehicles. Port Ward councillors David Young and Graham Moore supported the works, which will help improve conditions for the 2,500 cars and trucks which drive on the road each day. The road provides access to at least three major sand quarries, with the loaded trucks using McDonald's track to get to the South Gippsland Highway. Construction took place in two stages, with work first on the road between Gainsborough Avenue and the former railway line, and then between Gainsborough Avenue and Western Port Road. Work on the road started in April and was completed in June 2016. Council successfully secured funding from the Australian Government Roads to Recovery Program for the $520,000 project. Garfield gets fit outdoors. Getting outdoors and active just got a whole lot easier in Garfield with new outdoor exercise equipment at Garfield Recreation Reserve. Garfield Community Shop successfully received a 2015-16 Capital Works grant for the equipment installation to encourage people of any fitness level and financial status to improve their activity, health and mobility levels. The new equipment has been in place near the current walking track since November 2015 and has already been well used by local residents and visitors to the reserve. Happy end for Moody Street. Moody Street in Kuiwrup has been given a boost after being sealed under a special charge scheme. Council and residents combined have given the 150-metre section of the street a new lease on life, with an asphalt seal, pavement, curb and channel, underground drainage, among other improvements. Construction on the road started in January after in-depth discussion with residents about the upgrade. Residents along Moody Street will now experience less noise and dust, protection from drainage runoff, better access to their properties and a nicer streetscape. The cost of the $201,266 project was shared between council and residents whose properties abut the section of street that was sealed. Plant a tree for National Tree Day. Get behind Planet Ark's National Tree Day with a tree planting taking place at Bunyip Sanctuary on Sunday, 7th of August. The planting will happen within the centre of the reserve after participants meet at the Wattle Tree Road entrance at 10 a.m. Sturdy footwear or gumboots and appropriate clothing is a must. National Tree Day is Australia's largest community tree planting event, giving people the opportunity to do something positive for their local environment and to reconnect with nature. Picture captions. Caption 1. Residents are pleased with the improved driving conditions on McDonald's track Lang Lang. Caption 2. Councillor David Young, Bunyip and District Community Bank Manager Susan Dubeld, Helen Davey from the Garfield Community Shop and Councillor Graham Moore try out the new outdoor exercise equipment at Garfield Recreation Reserve. Caption 3. The sealing of Moody Street was cause for celebration for Councillors David Young and Graham Moore. End captions.